You know, I just had an annoying thought. I don't think I have ever used a pen to completion. I think the only reason I buy new pens is that I can't fucking find them.
It's like buying books, dude.
Yeah, I have bought books more than once.
I've just bought books that just sat there collecting dust. Now, at the time, I was like, I'll read this. I'm now trying to change that habit.
Good Lord. Anywho, how are things, Stephen? How have you
Now, you
been?
know, the day is old, the night has come out, and here I am feeling pretty good. Feeling
Awesome.
pretty good.
I'm glad you're making it.
I have to tell you, I've found a number of new TV shows that I've absolutely loved.
Oh.
I found a number of TV shows that I've also been like, maybe this is for a different day.
Okay. All right. Lay it on me. Let's start. Let's go
Okay,
down this
let's
list.
start. Let's start. Hijack season two.
I liked Hijack season one, I gotta say.
Season two's a good start. But then
Okay.
am I thinking, is it a background show? No, it requires your attention.
Good. There's not enough of those anymore.
It requires your attention. It's a train instead of a plane this time. Very like Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3. But
Oh,
I like that
I love
there's
that. First of all, that movie's both movies are great. I like the
both movies are
original
great.
and the
Both movies are
remake.
great. That's the vibe I get from it. Like it so far. I'm in on it. So far, 7.5 out of 10.
Okay. That's pretty good from coming from you.
You know what? I unfortunately I'm having a really hard time paying attention to the Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. I really need to focus in on that because I miss a bunch of details all the time right now at that. So like, I
Yeah.
need to go back and rewatch quite a bit of it. So that's on the list. In
I
terms
kind of
of
feel the same way. I want to watch it, but like it just hasn't kept my attention, I guess, enough.
I feel like I'm struggling keeping my attention span on it.
Yeah.
Pitt season two continues to be a banger,
Oh,
a
always.
crowd
Yeah,
pleaser.
I have no complaints about Pitt season two. You know, I've been really enjoying Fallout season two. I know people think it's not as good, but I'm quite enjoying it.
You know, I haven't completed either one in terms of watching seasons. I think I watched the first or second episode.
Yeah.
You know, I no hate for me. I just haven't had the chance to like settle in
No,
and watch it.
that's totally fair. I have mad props for both Lisa Joy and Jonathan. Oh my God.
That might be a solo watch for me at some point, I think.
It is pretty over the top gory and ridiculous, so
Nah,
I understand.
I just don't think any would get it. So, is that a Joker meme where it's like you just wouldn't do
Yeah,
it? Yeah, it's the
fair.
same thing. Love that every day. The I watched started watching this Netflix show, and I think you'll really like it.
Oh, okay.
I
It's been a while
do,
since I've had a good
I
Netflix
do.
show.
I really think at first I was ready to shit on this thing and be like, it's fucking stupid.
Uh-oh.
No, His and Hers, John Bernthal,
Oh, okay. I've actually heard about this.
Tessa Thompson, John Bernthal, Pablo Schreiber, Rebecca Rittenhouse. Very good so far. I honestly think I am going to really enjoy watching the next episode of that. Very good.
Okay.
Very engaging. I feel compelled to watch it in a good way. So
Interesting.
lovely show, good twists. It feels like there's more coming. There's a lot of it's well written. It's just one of those shows that I think people didn't think it was going to be as good, and when it came out, it's blown my ex it's exceeded my expectations.
Awesome.
Yes. Agatha Christie's Seven Dials, three-part miniseries on Netflix.
Only three part. Okay, but it's, yeah, all right.
I wouldn't say it's second screen material. It's second screen material to a T, I think. I like Agatha Christie. I think she's a good writer. I feel that the person they have playing the main character on this, she does like an okay job of like, it really is like a background TV show. Not that interesting.
Huh.
I was really hoping for more from it. I like kind of like good period pieces like that, but it's
Yeah.
lacking a certain engagement that's keeping me like, you know, making me want to come back for more.
Huh.
Persons of No Interest
Persons of
on the cock.
I have not even heard of this.
Oh, honestly, fantastic show so far.
Really?
Fantastic. Lovely show. Great. I love it.
What's this one about?
If you were to take an 80s spy show.
Okay.
And
I'm with you so far.
And you take the best part of the show is the character. Really does a bang out job of adding these characters and giving them personality and show don't tell.
All right.
So these two ladies, both their husbands are CIA agents. They both get killed in a plane crash. It sets it up for the mystery. It's Chekhov's gun or whatever.
Yeah.
So two fantastic actresses. The chemistry is there. They both play off each other. It gives you that whole like very real 1980s. We're in the 1980s. We're doing things like this way. It feels very like the first seasons of Stranger Things. I just feel like it's on theme, very poignant. The characters do things that you would expect them to. Their writing isn't dumb.
Oh, all right.
So I really like it so far. I'm about an episode and a half in.
Amazing. We actually had a couple shows premiere in the last day or two, and I wonder if you've seen any of these yet. Yeah, so we got Wonder Man.
Nope.
Premiered today, which is the new Marvel show that's getting really good reviews. I have yet to watch it. I mean, I just kind of think like, why are we still making Marvel content? And I thought we were gonna like, you know, take it back a little bit, but I guess this was already kind of made.
Sure.
What do you think? I don't know if you've seen it yet, but are you kind of done with the whole superhero show thing?
Superhero fatigue is very real at this point. I think.
Yeah.
I think the movies that we're playing, the movies and where we are today with a lot of these Marvel and DC Wonder superhero movies. Like, I am so thankful that they brought back superhero movies at a time where it was at the lowest, where it was just slop at one point. And then they went to making great things like Avengers, and then they just fell back into slop. Like, we've just had an awful phase 3 of MCU. DC felt like they weren't even trying for a while. Wonder Woman 1 was great, and then they decided to make two more, which really showcased the limitations of the actress of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I think they really fell hard on a Batman who kills people. I think The Flash was awful.
Wait, which and Batman kills people?
Oh, that was the one where they had the Justice League. You remember he goes in the future and he kills a bunch of people. He's wearing a trench coat.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like blocked that out of my memory. My God.
So that was kind of awful. But
my favorite
Batman
in the life was Patterson.
Patterson does a great job. There's a second movie coming out.
I know. I really hope it actually happens because he's being kidnapped by Nolan.
Yeah, I know.
So it's just
I and also like, you know, The Rock trying to do the Rock verse.
Oh yeah,
I'm glad that failed because he just had too much ego.
Agreed.
For the DCU. That said, like just the amount of content that's come out, I think in a way. Comics started to drift in a very bad way towards just commercializing everything. Like Deadpool as a character morphed into this quirky, I'm just this character, Ryan Reynolds type of thing when there's a lot more to that character.
I know. I mean, they did like I like the first couple. And honestly, I will say of the recent Marvel movies, Deadpool and Wolverine was probably the best. So I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it because A, he's my favorite character in Marvel. Right. And like B, like they did a decent job with that movie. They did some really ridiculous things and it's exactly what I expect from it. But he wasn't all this like this way, you know?
Yeah, it's, exactly.
You can't keep the same thing going forever.
Agreed. I just think it got to a point where it felt silly.
Agreed. I am 100% on board with that.
Like I don't need all these new, you know, Deadpool I think Wolverine's done, should be done, don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to the new X-Men because they're just going to kill Professor X again.
You think so?
That's just how I feel. That's how the Fox works. They just kill everything they love.
I think they just think it's emotional every time.
Yeah, I really do think that. I really do. I'm like, where are we going? That said, I think they have a really good cast. So the next X-Men, I just don't know where they'll go with it. I think, you know, too, there's not been enough experimentation with the things that sit outside of a normal DC and Marvel. Like, I really do love Iron Horse comic characters, even like, you know, the occasional Watchmen movie, you know, and all those that come out.
Yeah.
I just felt like that. Then when they made it into a TV show, they really just kind of ripped out the soul of what, you know, it was Alan Moore, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of what he was trying to create, and just became more identity posting than anything. But sorry, that was a long rant, but yes.
No. I think it was very necessary. I understand completely.
I think superhero fatigue is a real thing. I think more people want what was like around the age of like the Avengers. Although I do think the next Doom movie will be good. I just feel kind of stupid that like they had to get Robert Downey Jr. back to play Dr. Doom. For reasons, I guess.
Yep.
You tell me it's a shit take.
I agree. I'm just trying to think of like, it doesn't, I guess, you know, they're paying him a shit ton of money. I thought he was done. I kind of wished he bowed out. He has one of the best send-offs in Marvel history. Endgame was great. I mean, I think like, I think they should have stopped at Endgame and given us at least a year or two. They shouldn't have just like pushed on.
Taken a break. They should. I mean, I get it. When you're printing money like that, you can go all in and not have a problem or feel like you're not going to have a problem. I think it just got to their head and they just felt like they needed to accelerate and put their foot in the gas and just keep going. And that was just a mistake.
I agree. But anywho, okay. Now, yes. Less about superheroes. Two other shows I wanted to talk about, or one other show, and one kind of thing. Shrinking aired its new season 3 first episode today. I know I really enjoyed seasons 1 and 2. We called it binge worthy. Have you kept up with it? Or are you watching season 3?
I have not. It's on my list. It's on my list.
Okay, fair enough.
I haven't found a reason to right now.
Yeah, I mean, I had a busy. I'm saying this all because they came out today, but like, I've had a busy day where I haven't watched them either. It's just, you know, these are the things that are interesting that are coming out, you know, in the, recently.
Right.
Last but not least, there was a, you know, we were both all a fan of Netflix documentaries, as we kind of established before. There's a new one that just came out that, you know, I guess we're going, you know, we're weeks away from the Olympics in Italy. Although I still find it funny that the hockey arena is not built yet.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
It's not done, and there's no backup plan.
Yeah, you don't need one of those.
Like, what's going to happen? We're 2 weeks out.
I don't know. You know, just do the OpenAI way of things of just hand waving it away.
Oh my god. Well, all that being said, they're doing a miracle documentary on the Miracle on Ice
based.
Which, you know, movie's great. I love that movie. And I'm really intrigued to see because I love Netflix documentaries. And let's say it this way. Netflix documentaries are a step above. Do you think the story's been played out? And, like, is there enough new stuff where this will be interesting?
You know, it's an interesting piece to do. I think that'll still be an interesting watch. I don't have anything. I can't say it'll be bad. And it's been enough time between the movie and now, and I think it's okay. It just feels like a choice.
Fair. I guess it does, you know, correlate to the Olympics. And out of nowhere, like, hockey became really, really good. Like last year, like it was like they had that four countries competition, four nations,
right, right,
and it got like an insane amount of viewers, and tickets went like through the roof. Like it was absurd. It was the most attention the professional hockey's gotten in years. So I think they're just trying to ride the hype, maybe. And okay. I don't know how NHL is doing specifically, but like I know that was popular, and I think it's going to be even more popular come the Olympics this year. So maybe there is something. And that gay, maybe there's something the to gay it.
Hockey show.
What's that?
You think it was the gay hockey show?
There's like what gay hockey show?
It's one of the most popular shows on TV right now.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear this? Hold on, let me tell you what it is. Heated rivalry.
Okay. No, I have not heard about this. I'm clicking on it now.
Well, they're carrying the torch of the Winter Olympics.
Oh, sick. I mean, it's HBO Max. I do like HBO. HBO shows have been, it's 97 and 89. Wow, it's gotten really high reviews. Do you know the plot at all, or is it?
There was like a YouTube channel going over it. So basically, just two dudes who want to be gay with each other.
But are also on opposite teams, I'm sure. So it's like Romeo and Juliet, but in hockey.
Yeah. it's like, it's a really bad. There's been arguments of people thinking, I guess, if AI had written it before, and apparently, like, it's based on the book, but like, it's gay slop for people like that. But you know what?
Listen, if that's what you're saying, I have no problem with it.
It's you like what you like. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
All right. While we're still waiting on.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
What happened?
Nothing. I was getting a text.
Okay, somebody's
a fan.
While we're waiting for Sean, let's go to the movie talk a little bit. A couple movies have come out recently that I'm intrigued by.
Anaconda just hit the hit streaming. I've got that queued up. I really do. I'm excited. Wait, what to watch did? It. The Anaconda.
Oh yeah, that hit streaming. Okay, good. I was mildly intrigued by it.
I didn't want to go to theaters and pay $40 to watch it, but I will watch it on streaming.
You know, what's interesting is a lot of those movies, like those like ridiculous comedies, get like trashed. But there are some hidden gems among them. Like every few years, there's a really good, like one of those comedies that looks really stupid is actually really, really good and funny.
Yes.
So I kind of got to see most of them just to make sure. And this kind of looked good. Like I was intrigued how it would work. But yeah, what service is it on?
I don't know.
Okay, fair.
It was on a different streaming site.
All right, good. Well, I'm going to watch that one.
Yeah, it's up there. It's up there.
But let's talk about a couple of movies that did come out recently. I am so disappointed Return to Silent Hill is getting trashed, and apparently rightfully so. Like I've heard from multiple people I trust.
I heard that it's goddamn awful.
And Silent Hill, obviously one of my favorite horror franchises. I remember seeing the original in theaters with you back in the day.
Yep.
And I loved it. It was silly. It was over the top, but it was Silent Hill-y. And this is apparently...
None of those things.
Real bad.
Yeah, I believe it. I just heard just really. They might as well have just called it another movie.
I know.
Because it had nothing really to do with Silent Hill except for maybe like two things that were like around the theme of it.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's such a shame.
At that point, I kind of just tuned out and was like, "Yeah, I get it. It's not for me."
Fair.
I get it. There are two things I think you might like, though. So The Rip was really good.
The Rip.
That is Matt Damon and my boy Ben Affleck.
Okay. They're finally in another movie together. That is so surprising.
I know, but here they are. And then Kyle Chandler, our favorite guy who always gets randomly thrown in these movies. And Stephen Yeun is in it, too.
I'll watch this.
I like it. It's got a good twist. I like it. I thought, very, very like you want to sit there and just enjoy a flick. It's there.
All right. I'm down. I mean, I know we have a new 28 Days Later, which I'm not that excited about.
Greenland too.
What's that?
And Greenland too.
Oh God. Migration. We have Primate, which apparently was a decent horror movie.
I'm going to wait
for streaming for that, but...
It's out on streaming now.
Oh, it is? Okay.
It is, I believe. Well, maybe. I'll check.
Either way.
I have one battle after another queued up. I just need to get to the end of watching that.
There's an Iron Lung movie by Markiplier, apparently.
Yeah. I watched the preview for that. And honestly, for it looking low budget, it actually looks pretty good. And apparently, he's been doing like an early stream around his hometown and AMC type of deal. People love it. So I don't know, man. It sounds pretty good so far.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. And it comes out soon, or is it in theaters?
I think it's in theaters. I don't know.
Damn. All right.
Yeah.
And then we got Send Help this week, which I'm intrigued by. I love Raimi.
Yeah.
It looks kind of cool. I kind of want to see Rachel McAdams go insane and like, you know, be like this crazy killer lady. I think it would be pretty cool. I don't know how much tension you can have with two people on an island. But I'm interested. I will definitely take a look.
I think it'd be great.
So
I have one other movie that I wanted to think about.
Oh God, there's a Strangers Chapter 3.
Yeah, I don't know how many times you can have a stranger around. At this point, it's on you.
Oh my God, dude. It's like...
From what I heard, it's not good.
Oh, in the final film of the Strangers trilogy, why?
Yes. Great question.
So past the time when that was relevant.
I know. I agree with you.
Yeah. Either way. Sean, welcome to the show.
Yo, what's up? I popped on, and I think I'm actually being summoned back to Max's room, so he may interrupt in a second. I have no idea what's happening.
Hold on. No worries.
Here we go.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, you got it, bud.
I'm sure it was very important stuff. Only very important stuff.
He wants me to return the cats to his room before I go to sleep.
Very worthwhile.
Yeah.
We were just discussing new movies and television. That's interesting. We talked about things that have come out today. Talked a little bit about it, but I want to know if you've watched it yet, because I haven't got to till probably later tonight. Shrinking, first episode aired tonight. Have you watched it yet?
No, I haven't. I'll probably wait till... probably tomorrow, the earliest. Probably closer to probably over the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I can watch it without Natsu New Girl. So that's probably what's going to happen.
Fair enough. Yeah, gotta wait.
Yeah, but I'm really hyped at it. I like completely lost track of the fact like that it's already the 28th.
I know, it just came out of nowhere, and I'm kind of happy. Like it was, I hope it's good.
I'm just happy that there's a whole other season of it. I'm just that show has been such a delight and a surprise.
I know. I agree. I'm also a little intrigued that, you know, I think Bill Lawrence hasn't made a bad show yet. And I was trying to think, like, almost everything I've loved of his stuff. I love Shrinking. I love Ted Lasso. I love Scrubs. Again, a little worried about the Scrubs reboot, but we'll see.
It can't be as bad as what ABC did, you know, for the last quote-unquote season of it.
That's fair. Yeah, that was... I don't get that. Why didn't they just let it... because I liked the actual... like, I liked the NBC ending a lot.
Yeah.
I thought it was really fitting.
Yeah.
But then they try to turn it into ER without, like, any sort of build-up. Like, ER works because the rotating cast is there in the background before they become main characters.
Right.
I don't know. Anywho. Anything else on your radar, Sean, that you've watched or enjoyed in the past week or so since we last spoke?
I have a really funny Night of the Seven Kingdoms story.
Oh, yeah, lay it on us.
Okay. So, as you guys probably know, and I'm sure you were affected in some way or the other, a whole bunch of the country got affected by winter weather the past few days.
What?
Down here... we didn't get any snow, but things just got below freezing for a little bit more than 36 hours. And of course, that means that it's just like people are acting like it's the Armageddon.
Yep.
as a function of that, neither Max nor I had to go to school or work yesterday.
Awesome.
I still had to work, but just didn't have to go there. And so on Sunday night, against my better judgment, kind of frazzled and, you know, having thrown, you know, good judgment and parenting out the window, I was like, you know what? You want to watch this new show that just started last week? And so we watched the first episode of Night of Seven Kingdoms, which I had already watched because I think I watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I warned him about the poop stuff.
I thought that would be even funnier to someone Max's age.
Yeah.
Right?
I think he was just like, this is like too graphic.
Okay.
And I was like, right, that's fair. So we watched all that. And then he's like, so when's the second episode coming out? I was like, right now. Like, literally, it was like, you know, we had to wait like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the next episode went up. And so we're watching it live. He's like, so you've seen this before? I was like, no, it's brand new. I've never seen this before. And like, of course, this is what happens to me. Have you guys seen the episode yet?
I have not seen episode 2 yet. I plan on watching it.
Can I give you a very mild spoiler?
Absolutely. I'm fine with it.
Okay. So the very beginning of the episode is Dunk narrating, talking about Sir Arlen of Penitree. And in regaling, I presume, Egg as to how great of a knight he was. It's cutting back and forth between the reality. And let me tell you, Sir Arlen has a confusingly large penis.
Yeah, he's huge. I thought that was AI.
Like baby elephant trunk, confusingly large.
Good Lord. Is it a prosthetic or is it like CG enhanced?
Either way, it looked real.
Yeah, fair.
It did.
I wasn't really looking for detail there, but I can tell you it was detailed enough that I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's awful. Really fucking awful.
Anyway.
Wow.
So we're sitting there and it flashes to Sir Arlen. And I'm just like stupefied.
Oh.
And Max is like, what? And he just immediately turns away. And I was like, what? I was like, I'm so fucking sorry about that. And he's just like, I don't think he fully processed what he saw. Cause he's like, I think he said, those are the most gigantic balls I think I've ever seen. And I just didn't have the heart to correct him. I mean, I honestly couldn't see any further beyond what was like right in our faces.
Man, was the rest of the episode better? At least,
no, I thought it was a great episode. I enjoyed the first episode, and awesome. The second episode, I'm just like, okay, well, I think I know what my vote is for sure now. But
fair.
Keep them coming.
What's more? Was it more appropriate for Max?
I think they're both fine for the most part.
Okay,
you know, it, as far as those kinds of shows go, certainly Game of Thrones or House of the Dragon.
Fair enough.
You know, it's about as kid friendly as it's going to get.
Touché.
You know, as long as there's not just like, I usually draw the line at like gratuitous nudity, but I guess gratuitous female nudity at this point.
I mean, listen, like at least, and I know this sounds even like somehow awful, but like at least it was a dick. Like it would be
a whole different
discussion if it was a like naked lady. So like,
yeah, and just like
he's got like, a dick. Like, you know, like it's not like he's seeing anything for the first time.
Look, we were both seeing something for the first time. Like, I mean, it looked like it could do some like curls for reps, like kind of thing.
It was huge.
Yeah. It's like, you know how like Willem Dafoe during Last Temptation of Christ, like he gets naked. There's like a full frontal nude scene. And like when he gets naked, like everyone on the set was like, what?
Yeah.
And apparently his penis was so confusingly large that they had to get a body double because they're like, no one is going to believe this. It's going to distract from what we're trying to do.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'd be like, yeah, okay, thanks for the compliment.
Oh my god, you know, it's talk about realistic expectations for like for women in movies. God, men have it just as bad. Anywho, we'll leave it there. Anything else movie TV wise you guys want to discuss before we move on to the main event?
We got another season of Love is Blind coming up, starting right around Valentine's Day.
Woo!
I'm sure. I think it's a group of terrible people from Austin, Texas. So I will probably be able to dish on certain types at least. I really hope. I don't know anybody in that cast. I don't know many people in Austin, so
well, that's regardless. Good. Well, I'm excited for you. When does that start?
I think the 11th or the 12th of February.
Fair. Steve, you're excited as well, I'm guessing.
I'm all my life, so.
Steve and I are just watching historical dramas and trash reality TV.
No doubt.
Oh my god. Well, enjoy yourselves. All right. The moment has arrived. Sean and I have been eagerly awaiting this episode because tonight is Steve's pick of YouTube channels to bring to the Binge-Worthy podcast. Steve, are you prepared?
I'm prepared.
Have you picked your episode?
I am going to leave you a choice between two episodes.
Interesting. Good, good, good. Sean, what are your expectations going into this?
I understand that this is not something that Steve has created himself. So, you know, taking that with a grain of salt. But I'm expecting something along the lines, at least thematically, tonally consistent with the monkey war zone anarchy stories he used to tell us in high school about his backyard. Something like that. Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. I kind of have no expectations going in. Like, it could be so many different things that it's kind of hard to figure it out. Like, I am so excited. All right. Anyway, let's stop with the build up. Steve, what channel will we be watching this evening?
We'll be watching General Sam.
Okay.
And so our option is either the Goon Caves of Tower Unite.
Okay.
Or Beef Guy 2.
Sean, guy two? I will Beef Guy 2.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I am fine either way.
I like a cave. Let's go spelunking.
All right, cave it is.
Cave it is.
What can you tell us about this show?
I can tell you that on deep dark days, when you think the sun won't rise, this is a ray of sunshine in your day.
It's called is the Goon Akeem Caves of Tower Unite. Okay, cool.
Yes, that is it.
All right, cool. Is there anything we need to know about this before we get started?
I'll take it from the YouTube comment, which is my favorite. Is what I've learned from this video is that there are two kinds of people in this world: those with goon caves and those who are still constructing their goon caves.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no comment. I am just going to leave it.
It takes
there.
A gooner to find a gooner. So let's go.
All right. Without further ado, here we go. General Sam, the Goon Caves of Tower Unite. I have so many questions. I have zero answers. I expect zero answers, but how do you find these channels? Just out of curiosity. What are you searching to YouTube, or what's your algorithm like to have a recommendation like this? I'm just curious because this is ridiculous.
You know, I can give you a direct answer for that if you're ready.
I am ready. I am always ready.
I watch lots of police body cam videos. It's kind of like my
yeah.
It's like my sucker. So
this is what comes up when you watch.
Yeah, that's what happens. You watch a lot of police body cam videos.
I consider myself a pretty big gamer. You know, I spend a lot of money and time playing video games, and I enjoy it. It's a great hobby. I have never heard of Unity Tower. What is this? Like, I'm sure it's a real thing, obviously, but is it just like, Is it the most popular Second Life? Like, is the like what is it?
I think so. I think it's pretty much AI. I think because it's built on Unreal. Or there's even, a lot more ways that they could extend it. And like with there are probably some pretty competent developers behind it, considering the amount of customization you can do to the facet of your condo in there. Huh. It seems like I would imagine it's fairly underground, but he does a lot of obscure games too. And this might be more people of a certain genre who like those.
Okay. Games. Like, I can't even find it if
I Google. You know how VR chat is like super popular?
Yeah.
I think this is the same kind of idea.
It's like, called Unity Tower, right? Like, I can't find the game in Google.
Yeah. Let me see. I wonder if it's on Steam. Because I'm curious. Like, more. I don't know. It's on Steam.
Damn. All right, fair enough.
Let me look at the numbers here.
While he's doing that, Sean, what? First impressions. Yeah. Yeah. I think we lost Sean.
Yep.
Still there? Yeah, now we hear you. No, you're good.
No.
Yeah, I get what you mean, because they literally like let strangers into their houses. Yeah, I mean, listen, I know it takes all types. I don't care what you do, and if you want to watch porn this way, fine. I have no problem with it. But like, and I guess I looked up the game on Steam, and there's no microtransactions, so you can't actually like buy your way into this and like just sink a ton of money into it. You have to actually like go to the casino in game and earn in-game currency, which I kind of appreciate. So there's no one like, but you're talking incredible amounts of time and effort to do anything like this. And you know, I play video games and I really enjoy it, but like what is the end goal of something like this?
It's the end goal. I think it's chaos. To give you an idea of the numbers, in the 24-hour peak, there's about 609 people playing. Okay. As of 35 minutes ago, there's about 500.
So it is a small, it's a relatively small group.
Yeah.
And how many people are playing High Guard right now? 7?
off 6.
I'm looking at Steam charts. I am fascinated by this entire world. And okay, let's talk about the channel overall, because it takes a special type to do this. What's this other content like? Now this is fascinating. I could go for hours on this kind of community, like a Second Life community who like create other, you know, worlds and shit like this. But What other is it all about, like, internet memes? Or is it, what is he? What is
he actually has a ton of other videos and other things. Like, my favorite ones are usually his Oblivion, because he goes into very obscure Oblivion mods.
Oh, that's cool.
And like, he like talks about how it was created. And apparently, like, the creator of that mod came and he said he found a bug in the mod, and he's actually having like a write up about like why he made it the way he made it. The comment was almost as fascinating as the video itself. He has some Tarkov videos. He has some like playing putts with friends. He has some Arc Raiders in there.
Okay.
Some Oblivion, Fallout. A lot more, usually like a lot more Tarkov stuff. Dying Light, Cyberpunk. Like, and he just kind of goes like pretty much wherever. But it's just kind of like, like if you could explain the niche of every game of certain people who play it, it's like a fascinating like look into like the PvP or the PvE people who play and like what those cultures are like within that game. And he tends to find pretty funny people along the way.
Yeah, it is very interesting. I will say that I am fascinated by this kind of stuff, and it's something I will definitely, you know, go into. Sean, any other, what else is in your head? No. Fair enough. Yeah, I'm kind of intrigued by all of this kind of stuff. So it's all game related, but it's a different part of gaming culture that I guess I kind of knew existed. I was aware of, you know, Second Life and all these other things. I have to, like, as messed up as some of this stuff is, or you know, not messed up, but not my cup of tea, I am very interested to, there's so much effort that had to go into any of this. We're talking hundreds of hours.
The level of editing is like crazy too.
Yeah. Okay.
Most of his videos.
So I am definitely intrigued to learn more. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, that is
one of my favorites, is that he created in a video, his own version of bath salts in Oblivion.
What?
He made his spell. And so the entire video is him walking around to random people and spraying them with bath salts.
That's absurd. Okay. All right. I am definitely interested in that. Very good. Well, you left the mouse speechless, which is a feat in and of itself. Sean, anything else before we move to voting? You've left Sean speechless too. All right, that in mind, Sean, binge worthy, why or why not? Yeah. Fair. Let me ask you this: was it the video itself, or the actual like channel, like the guy and what he was doing? Oh. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. Fair play. Well, I will take the opposite stance. It's something I'm not familiar with, and it's a different take on things, and I am willing to take this journey with you, Steve. I will dig deeper into this. I'm not saying I will stick with it forever, but for right now, I will see where this rabbit hole takes me. I have not been on a good YouTube rabbit hole in a while, so I am very intrigued to see what happens. So it's a yes from me, bro. At least for now.
Appreciate it.
I will give you an update next week on where we ended up. And barring, is there anything else big coming out that we need to discuss? Or are we going to go another YouTube series next week? I can't think of anything else that like is big coming out in January. So.
No.
Very good. Then barring that, we will journey somewhere on YouTube. I still haven't. I don't know what direction to go. I could do an internet historian. Like that was one of my go tos. And I was, you know, I just have you moved on, Steve, or you still watch all his videos?
I still watch his videos, but I haven't seen anything new. Have you?
Well, he just did Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay. Then
on story mode. Although he posted it on the wrong channel, which is hilarious.
Oh, that sounds like a very him thing to do. Also, I was going to say I had like, yeah, I like him, but he reminds me of, have you seen Primate Economics?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a contender. Or I could go the completely opposite route and go like something, you know, more wholesome.
Yeah,
that I enjoy watching. I don't know. We'll see, because I do really like the a couple of his videos, like the longer form videos on like No Man's Sky. One is really good.
Yes, Woman's Sky.
You know, I mean, the Habbo Hotel.
Habbo Hotel.
Anyway, I have a week to mull it over. All of that said, Sean, do you have any final thoughts for us? Oh, yeah? Well, how's that ether, Mickey? Why? I like Dave Filoni. I mean, well, Dave Filoni's there. Like, he's president of Lucasfilm now. So, did you see the trailer for Darth Maul? It's fucking amazing. The new Darth Maul show? Have you not seen this? What happened with Filoni? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good move because I like Filoni. I mean, it's definitely. Oh. I'm talking about his handling of the Star Wars universe and. I mean, he is like the protege of George Lucas, except he's a better writer. We don't have to get into George Lucas. We can. I'm sure they've Eiffel Towered Kathleen Kennedy too. You know, I Kathleen Kennedy made a really good producer. She did a lot of things. She's really good at logistics. I don't think she's good at handling, you know, the steering a ship of any franchise, really. But anywho, so is that it? You have to work at the strip club to work at Lucasfilm? Lucasfilm is the production house that makes Star Wars. It is the production company that is responsible for all the Star Wars content that comes out. It's a pretty big organization. They have a video game division too. They do a lot of stuff. Star Wars, you know, but it's a franchise that you own, Mickey. It's the other it's the not Marvel one. All right, Mickey, any final thoughts? Do you have any final thoughts for us, Mickey, before we wrap this one up? We will save that for another day. I'll let him live through that. Get through his own pace. Steve, any final thoughts?
No, I'll close it off.
I can't put it any better way than that. Good night, everybody. But are there actually like people upset about Filoni, Sean, or is that just okay? Mm-hmm. Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what's their big issue? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and both of those shows had some incredible characters. Like my favorite villain, Thrawn, and you know, I love Ahsoka, I love Sabine, I love like Ezra, I love all those characters. Like it was also only 6 episodes. They had a lot of, you know, things like it was different. It wasn't, you know, the Ahsoka Tano or, you know, those shows we know. But Clone Wars and Rebels are some of the best Star Wars content to come out in the last decade. Like, and he's also a part of Filoni did Mandalorian, right? I mean, I know it's Jon Favreau, but no. No. But I think, like, I know. And I do think that, well, I think the biggest issue is, like, Kathleen Kennedy had creative control in the position, like the president of Lucasfilm. They have both creative vision control, like, you know, the overall scope of what the direction of Star Wars is, and logistical control. And I think she did a great job at logistics. She got a lot done in a short amount of time. And, you know, but, like, yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, one of the biggest things is, like, Kennedy, she was able to change, you know, gears. And I really appreciate that, because, like, obviously, I don't think anyone, Force Awakens, while people think it's a nostalgia trip, was reasonably well received, if I remember at the time. Like, it didn't, you know, everyone says the sequels are bad, but, like, no one really brings up, you know, because, like, it has a lot of great old characters, and it's not a bad movie. While nostalgic as hell, and I think J.J. Abrams did a great job with it. You know, changing, like having that vision and then abandoning it for what, you know, Rainn Wilson wanted, or not Rainn, Rian Johnson wanted, was a shift. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I agree. I think, you know, those movies fell apart, and but there is some, you know, like, have you seen the Mall trailer? Yeah. And he is, like, him and Filoni are best friends, and I think they make great Star Wars content together. And, you know, I'm excited to see what the future is. I think, you know, people are upset, but, like, Filoni without Kathleen Kennedy, or without any of the constraints, like, he's in charge now. So I'd like to give him at least a chance, because the person who made like 7 incredible seasons of Clone Wars, like, deserves at least a chance to prove that he can do this. And he seems like, and his animated shit, I think, has been really good. I like the side project, that little backstory one, that, like, 6-episode arc, Tales of the Jedi or something. Either I haven't, I don't think I've seen that one. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad. And you know, if anyone's like, I kind of like the idea of someone taking George Lucas's ideas and making them into a cohesive story. Because as much as I love George Lucas, he's a great world builder. He's not a great moment to moment, beat to beat script writer. And yeah. Filoni has that talent. So if he's taking like George Lucas's ideas and making them into something palatable, like I think that's the best case scenario. So that's the only reason I was so surprised when people were like, "Oh no, fuck Filoni!" Like, I don't think he's done anything to deserve it. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, and even if you don't like understand Star Wars, like Avatar the Last Airbender was insanely big too, right? No, I guess that's fair, but like, I know that's where Filoni got his start before he came to Star Wars, and I you know, I'm not a big anime fan, so I've only seen a few episodes, but it was really well received from what I know and like the fan base around it. Steve, did you ever watch that one?
No.
Okay, fair. Go ahead, Sean, sorry. Yeah. 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 Yeah, but like, I guess I know, I agree. And but he has a proven track record. Like that's what's like really fucking with my head. Like, are people changing their opinion on Clone Wars? Is it not like some of the best Star Wars content we've ever had? Yeah. Yeah. All right. We went down a rabbit hole and I just got angry, but I guess, I don't know. We'll see. I guess, yeah, I give him a chance. good advice. We should all. Yes. That is correct. Steve, anything else you want to talk about before we wrap this up? Good talk. Fair enough. All right. No. Why? What would that help? But why would you want to? Good luck with that. No one apparently knows what Gen Z wants, because like every time they try to make a show for them, it's been garbage. Gen Z and older. That's fair. Because like Starfleet Academy was fucking garbage. You know, it was the last, like, what was that Star Wars? The not Andor. What's the other one? Acolyte. Yeah. I know. Why? Yeah, this is your introduction of Plagueis into the live action? Come on. I know. They really need to go back to Old Republic. Like, they keep like going around it and kind of like hinting at it, and you know, but it's like it's 1,000 years we are just ignoring. The Mandalorian Wars, all of like the rise of the Jedi, like the Jedi Order has been destroyed 3 times canonically, right? Like, let's go discuss the earlier times when, like, you know, when they were fighting the Sith Empire. That was awesome. Like, you know, it's an entirely, and we have some of my favorite Jedi, Revan, comes from that era, and like, let's just do something. Like, come on, you have this whole, like, I don't know why they keep ignoring, you know, extended content, or at least give us Heir to the Empire, god damn it. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. There is a chance at the end of this arc that they do give up, he does give up Grogu, because I think Grogu does need to learn, and you know, but yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think Grogu was meant to be a 2-season thing. I honestly think. Yep. Yeah, that's fair. Yep. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I didn't know that. I know who you're talking about, I just don't know the name. Yep. All right. Well, we'll definitely talk more Star Wars, but thank you. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you for another, amazing Steve. Thank you for this new deep dive and into a whole different YouTube world. Have a wonderful, we'll see you guys next week.